So several years ago, my then 15-year-old son told me that he wanted to go to Philmont. Now, Philmont, for the uninitiated, is one of four high-adventure Boy Scout camps in the country. It involves a two-week trek, for us anyway, a two-week trek, 110 miles over the mountains and mesas of the northern New Mexico desert, carrying a 50-pound pack. I know. Well, I'm not going to tell you anything you don't already know just from sitting there, but I love my recliner. And indoor plumbing, don't even get me started on indoor plumbing. I love indoor plumbing. But here's the thing, and there's really no getting around this. When your 15-year-old tells you that he wants to spend 2 weeks with you, you walk through walls. So I got up from my recliner, and I went to the gym. Now, I was a competitive swimmer in high school. I'm sure you could tell that. So I figured I'd start slow, maybe 20 laps, just to get the juices flowing, and then I'd start lifting weights. So I went in, I did 2 laps, and I was clinging to the side of the pool like a 3-year-old in a storm, and only a force of will stopped me, because I knew I couldn't spend less time in the pool than it took me to get dressed for the pool. So I gutted out 6 more laps and then took the walk of shame back to the locker room. But I went back. I went back the next day and the next day, and I got up to 20 laps and 40 laps. And then 3 months later, I got up to 100 laps. And then I cut it back to 50, started with a personal trainer. Now, here's the thing about Philmont. Philmont isn't just the mountains and mesas, and it's not just carrying the 50-pound pack, but in the middle of Philmont, there's a mountain, which seems to be the theme of the evening. There's a mountain, and it's 12,441 feet. Now, I would like to tell you that that mountain is called something cool, like Widowmaker or Dawson's Revenge, but it's not. It's called Mount Baldy. So named because that's what it looks like when you get above the tree line. And all I wanted to do was summit Mount Baldy. So in the pool, every stroke, I'm like, summit, 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 summit. All I wanted to do. So it wasn't too long. We landed in New Mexico June 19th. We're in the backcountry June 20th. Now, if you ask people, they will tell you that Philmont was beautiful. And it was. And they would tell you that it was the greatest experience of their lifetime. And it could be. And they will tell you that they had seen things that they had never seen before. And that may be true. But to me, it was brutal. So we start our ascent to Mount Baldy in the middle of this, in the middle of our trek. We're starting the ascent. Now we've got 4 leaders, I was one because they can't call me a scout. So they had 4 leaders, 9 scouts. So we had 2 leaders up front, 1 leader in the middle, and then 1 leader in the back, and that was me. Now, I like to tell myself that being in the back was just damn good leadership. But even I don't believe that lie, because frankly, by the time we got to that point, I had given everything I had to give. It was every bit a brutal trek, and I had lost track of where my crew was because of the switchbacks. To get up this mountain, you had switchbacks up and back, up and back. And it was everything I could do to get up there. And so finally, as I get near the top and I'm past the tree line, I round a corner, and I see my son. And he's just kind of leaning against an outcropping, and the dad in me is like, what's wrong? Because I realize there's no reception. You can't call 911, and even if you could get to 911, ain't nobody coming. It's the backcountry. And he said to me, nothing. I just want to summit with you. And that was my best moment as a father and one of the best moments of my life. And I never once, not for one second, regretted leaving that recliner. Thank you.